as CEOs push employees to return to the office. The combination of more workers on the road and the continued surge in online shopping deliveries is clogging U.S. roadways. Global data shows traffic is increasing and infrastructure is struggling to keep up. As of 2024, some U.S. cities are now ranked among the worst in the world for traffic congestion. Traffic costs the nation billions of dollars per year. Data from INRIX, a transportation analytics company, shows that traffic congestion cost the U.S. economy $74 billion in 2024. Americans spend an average of 43 hours stuck in traffic, equivalent to a full work week. Cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles are among the places with the worst traffic. However, it's not just office workers. E-commerce and package deliveries add to the gridlock. Those additional trucks, those additional warehouses, all of that also had a big impact on roads, said Brittany Kohler, the legislative director of Transportation and Infrastructure at the National League of Cities. Kohler explained the return of workers to offices, combined with the growing number of trucks delivering goods, is creating a ripple effect in nearly every U.S. city. As major companies like Amazon, AT&T, JP Morgan, General Motors, and Tesla eliminate remote work, congestion is only expected to rise. She said these challenges highlight the urgent need for significant infrastructure investment to meet the growing demand. If companies really want to bring people back to work, we also really need to invest in the transportation management that we need. Urgent need for infrastructure upgrades. Experts have long warned about the state of America's infrastructure. In 2021, the American Society of Civil Engineers estimated the cost to repair highways, bridges, and airports could reach nearly $13 trillion by 2039. To address this backlog, former President Joe Biden signed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill to invest in public transportation and road safety. The Department of Transportation is now working with states to begin tackling these overdue projects. However, the funding runs out in 2026. While the surge in traffic is a headache for many, some business owners welcome the office worker return. With more people commuting to corporate offices, foot traffic is returning to downtown areas. Additionally, local businesses are starting to see a boost as people stop for coffee breaks or lunch.